Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rick Newman's here, too, folks. Rick's a new friend. He's a chief business correspondent for U.S. News & World Report, one of my favorite magazines. And he's also got a brand new book out called The Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Success from I'm sorry, should say How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. He's our new friend, Rick Newman. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back on the show, Rick, and congratulations on your book. This is your third book, isn't it?
It's my third book. Yeah, I used to cover the Pentagon, believe it or not. So I wrote a couple of military titles, one about a group of guys from the Vietnam War that did some interesting things, and another on about the Pentagon on 9/11. But I pivoted to different material for this book. I've now been covering business for several years.
This is a shift for you, and you know, when I think of rebounders, when I think of a definition of rebounders, what I think about rebounding, I think about small business owners, because if you've been covering business, if you've been covering any small business owners, Rick, you gotta know that this is the life we live in small business.
Oh, I do know that. In fact, I wrote about several people who certainly started out as small business people. I guess I call them entrepreneurs, but obviously the two things are related. And I'm very aware of that. I mean, small business is remarkably important to the economy, more important than it gets credit for, frankly. You know, we hear all these policies about the Fortune 500 and everything like that, but it's where small business is where the jobs are and it's where the job growth is. So I'm totally aware of that.
Yeah. Well, so tell the audience what your definition of a rebounder is.
Well, this is a way of looking at what I think you would simply call resilience. And when I started researching this, it dawned on me there's a lot that people that I didn't know about resilience, and I think most people don't know about resilience. And I'll try to give you just a couple of bullet points. First of all, the ability to recover from setbacks or recover when something goes wrong is something that everybody can get better at. And this is, I think, really important because there are a lot of things you can't get better at. You cannot really improve your intelligence very much, for example, but you can improve your ability to get over the hump when something goes wrong. And as any small business owner knows, I think, I mean, there are just almost daily challenges and hardships, and sometimes, you know, your business fails and you have to start over. So one of the things I discovered is, there are good ways to fail productively, if you will. So there are good and bad ways to fail. And we can all get better at these things, which means that, the cost of failure goes down. It doesn't become so debilitating. And you also get more comfortable taking risks because you know what to do when it happens. It's really almost like practice makes perfect.
Well, that's really well said, Rick, and I agree with you. One of the things that you learn, what you have to start out with, with a commitment. You have to start out with if you're ever going to get an opportunity to rebound, meaning that you accomplish something. You know, you can't rebound if you've never bounded, right? So you've got to have done something, and so you start your business, and things go pretty well for a while. And then you have these setbacks that are all absolutely automatic. They're going to happen. And what the way you get around that, the way you deal with that is, number one, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in what you're doing. You have to have the desire to get smarter. And you have to believe that part of getting smarter is learning from this setback. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. And, you know, one of the things that I felt one of the things they do one of the things that they learn to do over time is they analyze a failure or a setback very effectively, and that requires putting emotion aside. So if you're trying to figure out who to blame or whose fault it is, this is probably a wasted failure. because you just you cannot really learn anything that way. The most important thing you can learn when something doesn't go right is what did you do wrong and what can you do better the next time? So if you are able to take a kind of a clinical approach when something goes wrong, and I acknowledge this is hard. I mean, we all feel emotional when things don't work out the way we want, and a lot, you know, when a lot is at stake. But if you can take a kind of a clinical approach and just analyze the problem, you are very likely to discover, well, you have some elements of success in your portfolio of skills, but you're missing a couple. So what are the things you're missing? And once you identify that, you've done the hard work. Once you figure out what's missing from your skill set or what you need to succeed, then you can go about getting those things. I think that the difference between what I call rebounders and the people I call wallowers, who are the people who just get stuck in a rut, is the wallowers can't do that. I mean, they can't kind of keep doing the same thing or making the same mistakes because they don't have the sort of equanimity or self-awareness to analyze what went wrong and therefore to get better at it.
In the world of small business, wallowers become employees or unemployed.
I think you're right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because you can't wallow. There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball and no whining in small business.
I think that's perfectly said. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't feel emotional about things. I mean, everybody I profiled, they are emotional people, and that's partly where their drive comes from. I mean, they get inspired and fired up and motivated, but they've learned over time that when something goes wrong, that emotion really gets in the way of getting through the problem. So they find a way to compartmentalize emotion, and there's another phrase I use, which is a bias toward action. This is something Sam Walton said when his biographer asked him, what keeps you going? And Sam Walton started off as a small businessman who owned one store, and he screwed up with his first store. He lost the first store, and he had to keep going. And he said, I guess I just have a bias toward action. I just have to keep doing something. And that is a commonality I discovered in many of the people I profiled.
That's exactly right. And you know what? There's another thing. You don't look back. You learn from what happened, but you don't look back. You're always looking forward. That's another thing that's part of a rebounder. And there's another term that helps you be a rebounder, Rick, and it's very common in small business, and it's a poker term. And the term is all in. Most of the time, Rick, small business owners are all in.
That's right. They've taken a risk and made that huge commitment.
Rick, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, the book is called Rebounders. Rick, how can they find the book? You got a website?
My website is rickjnewman.com. That's RickJNewman.com. And it's on Amazon and it's in bookstores, every place you'd normally buy a book.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Rick, is there such a thing?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.